you think it's tough to find a job these days? If you're 55 years or older, you are right, actually. The number of unemployed Americans over the age of 55 has doubled since the recession began in late 2007, and more than half of those people, that's about 1.1 million, have been unemployed for more than 6 months. That's up from 23% 4 years ago, according to the government statistics. Joining us now, two people who are in their 50s at least. David Kurtzer is 56 years old. And David, you've been out of work for about 2 months?
Yes, that's correct, Celeste.
And how active have you been in your job search?
Oh, I've been extremely active, contacting a lot of my colleagues from years past, looking on job boards, and contacting a lot of different companies about opportunities.
But do you have any evidence, even just in your experience, that it's because of your age that you're struggling?
You know, I'm not sure how much of it's age and how much of it is where I am in my title. I think it's a combination. I think, you know, as you get higher up in your career, there are just less jobs out there and more people going after them. And at the same time, I think a lot of companies say, you know, do we need that type of person, or can we go with a younger person and get pretty much 80% of what we could get with that older person?
And save a little money.
Yeah, exactly.
Also with us is Susan Price, 52 years old, but was unemployed for all of 2009 and again from September 2010. But I understand, Susan, that you've just landed a new job, and it's a good one.
Yes, absolutely. In January, I started with a new organization. It's great.
So did you get the sense during all of your job search, and it sounds like your job search went on for a long time, did you get the sense that part of the problem was your age, or was it, as David suggests, your experience?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I think David's points were, you know, spot on in terms of that you do get more expensive with more experience and your background. And companies are looking at, you know, how can they do the best with what resources they have. So you know that the cue line is when you hear you're overqualified, and that tends to be the secret word for, you know, you're older than we wanted.
Well, David, you're laughing at that. You must have heard that a lot.
I've not a lot, but I have heard that in the last couple of weeks. Absolutely.
But what's the benefit? I mean, when you're pitching yourself to these companies, what would you tell them is the benefit of paying that little extra to get somebody with your experience?
Again, I think it has to do with the title. If you're looking at, you know, director level, senior director level, or above titles, you want people who not only have the experience of I'm a marketing guy, so in the area of marketing, but also to lead a team to get the job done. And you don't always get that with a less experienced person.
And Susan, would you agree? Do you think that employers in their search for, say, a lower salary are maybe missing out on all that experience behind them?
Well, I think that companies in general do better if they hire people with more experience. I think, though, that the candidates have to be ready to present themselves in a really youthful, energetic kind of manner. So your attitude has to betray your age.
What does that mean? I mean, does that mean that you talk about tweeting, that you talk about Pinterest?
Yes, you have to be aware of what the technologies are. You have to be aware of what's going on in the industry. Just because you're out of work doesn't mean that you stop reading, that you stop knowing what's going on in the marketplace. And you do that, you know, through, again, reading and keeping up on current events and understanding what's going on, but also having opinions, but being willing to listen and, you know, again, be flexible. And just having energy. You know, there's a difference in, you know, you can talk to two people on the phone and one of them can make you feel like going back to bed and the other one can make you feel like, you know, you want to get up and move. So the energy in your voice, the energy in your, you know, just how you present yourself. Make sure that you have a youthful appearance in terms of, you know, don't look like your clothing is from 15 years ago. Look that you have a sense about, you know, who you are and what's modern and what's today.
So no white vinyl lounge shoes. But David Kurtzer, what kind of advice as you're going in and are you reevaluating the way that you interview, the way you write your resume, even as Susan suggests, the way that you dress?
Yeah, I would say very much I agree with all that. I don't think you put everything on your resume of your whole career. I think you ended it at, I think I end mine somewhere around 1999, even though I've been working a lot longer than that. What Susan said about energy and knowing what's going on in the industry is really important. And I also think just your contacts are incredibly important. You know, those colleagues you worked for before who know people in companies, they help an amazing amount as well.
All right, that's David Kurtzer, 56 years old. And if someone's looking for a senior-level technology marketing position, I know just the guy for you. Also, Susan Price, 52 years old, was unemployed for a long time, but currently got a great job in the pharmaceutical industry. Thanks to both of you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.